my beautiful people, and welcome to the You in Progress podcast. This is your host, Gabriella, and I am the luckiest to have you with me today. This podcast has been designed with a mix of experiences, ideas, and just overall nuggets of gold gathered along my journey and the journey of our guests. So what I love about the discussions is, guess what? It's in progress. It's you in progress. So settle in, grab your coffee, workout sneakers, duffel bag of money, whatever you're trying to do, and let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome back to another beautiful episode of the You in Progress podcast with your girl, Gabriella. Thanks so much for joining. We're on episode 29. So 29, and you know, it was right before 30. So we're almost to the dirty 30s, but we are leaving the 20s, which I know for me was just like a hot emotional mess. I think for many people, it's a hot emotional mess. You're just trying out things, like seeing what, you know, sticks, seeing what doesn't, you know, a lot of good looks, a lot of looks that weren't so good. Yeah, we know. I'm sure a lot of you are like, yeah, a lot of metabolisms that were good, a lot of metabolisms that were not so good. I digress. But we're on episode 29. Super fortunate. Guys, I'm always so humbled when I feel the love, feel the hype, and get the feedback from you guys on Instagram. Like, I'm always getting messages or comments that are like, girl, this is what I needed to hear today. Your story, your video that you posted, your episode, like, oh my gosh. And like, it just makes it so much more true that what you have to say and what you are going through in your life, healing and sitting with and learning lessons, you really don't know how it's going to be a blueprint for someone else, and vice versa. You know, you never know whose lesson or whose wisdom, nugget of gold, is going to be your next gem that you need in what you're going through at the moment. And so I'm just always so fortunate to feel that feedback. And guys, if you haven't checked us out, definitely check us out at the You in Progress podcast on Instagram. And follow us on Spotify or Apple Music so you know when new episodes are coming up. You can rate episodes, all that good stuff. So thank you so much. So guys, let's get into it. This is a little bit of a late night episode, so it'll be a little bit of a quick one, but I think it'll be a special one. I really feel that. This evening, I went to a cacao ceremony, which, if you don't know, cacao is, it's a fruit that chocolate is made from. Now, most of the chocolate that we have, even if it's like fine Swiss-ass chocolate, it's very like watered down with like sugar and milk and like all those delicious things and different flavorings. But it's so far removed from its actual essence, like the cacao fruit. So like when you get like bittersweet chocolate or like, you know, the percentage of like, it's pretty high. It is very bitter, but its derivative is so good for you. The actual fruit is so good for you. It has like a lot of magnesium, a lot of antioxidants, which are obviously very good for your health. But it also has a lot of spiritual effects, like a lot of heart opening things, a lot of grounding influences. Like you feel very grounded after. And it's also a very feminine kind of energy. Sorry, my cat's like, yo, you up at 1 a.m. too? let's do something, let's party. My cat's just going wild. So if you hear a lot of noise, you might not hear anything, but I see what he's doing. He's just cray cray. But anyways, I digress. So yeah, so I think that when I came back, even though I really just wanted to go to sleep, put on my pajamas, which I did, and like have my little sueñitos, my little dreams, but something was like, no, girl, like you need to share what's in your heart right now, like what's in your mind, what are your ahas, your insights. And as I'm just sitting with that, and I guess kind of even deciphering within myself what's the best message, or the best way of expressing, I think for me, one of my biggest recent insights and what this part of this chapter is about just noticing the shedding of old self. And especially as we work towards healing traumas, letting go of people, of ideas, of beliefs, of just baggage that we've carried for years, months, our lifetime, whatever it is, and trying to seek the answers, I'm at a point where I'm seeing that I'm somewhere different. And you know, I don't want to say this whole time, but like my most recent, let's say the past 6 months to a year, you know, it's working towards becoming this version of myself. And so it's always been a working towards, or like, that's my intention, or like, this is the reason behind my actions of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's recently become more of a, oh wait, I'm here. And I'm not saying like a final project, right? I don't think there's going to be a final project. I think we're always going to be, you know, leaning towards a direction. I don't want to say working, but maybe leaning towards or flowing towards somewhere. But in the most recent weeks, days, weeks, I've been almost a little unfamiliar with myself and almost grieving a little bit of my old ways. And they're not necessarily griefs that, you know, it's something that I really loved that I lost. So these are beliefs, limiting beliefs. These are habits. These are actions, knee-jerk reactions that I don't think are part of my repertoire anymore, or my immediate action isn't to react, or my immediate thought isn't to belittle or diminish or have a negative or under just a thought or a belief that doesn't serve you for shit. Like, we all know those, what those are. You know, everybody has a version of one that they could probably think of 12 right now. But there were just parts, I think, of my life, of my day to day, that weren't around. And I began to worry, because for so long, if you resort to the same belief or the same way of doing things, and one day you don't resort to that, at first you're like, oh, okay. Like there's a sense of excitement, you know, because you know your nervous system and like you in general were like, oh shit, like that came from like a, like that was natural that that happened. But your ego or like your logical mind kicks in and it says, well, are you sure that that's right? Because girl, we've been doing XYZ method this whole time. And like, yeah, like it hasn't worked like well, but like it hasn't killed you. Like you're not like terrible, but like, yeah, it's probably not your best option. Your best method. It's probably not the best route to where you want to go, but like, are you sure? Like, are you sure you don't want to freak out right now? Are you sure like you don't want to like just blow up a situation? Or are you sure that you don't want to just like ruin the rest of your day? Are you sure? And like, there's part of me that's like, wait, but like, if I do this or if I do that, like maybe I'll lose other things. Maybe I'm going to lose friends. Maybe I'm going to lose this or that, whatever it is. Like there's part of me that kind of panics a little, but that part of me is also probably not super high serving either. Let's be real. Or like it's based off of like an ego that's like kind of thirsty and desperate. Like, I love you, ego. God bless you. You've helped me through a lot. But there's parts of you, baby, that need to heal. There are parts of you that need to also learn a different method. And, you know, I think as I learn more about myself and stand beside myself on some of these tougher lessons, or some of just life in general, I kind of notice like what is me and what's not me, right? It's like if you are wearing a super, super, super frilly, wild, oversized outfit, you can't really see where your body is, right? There's just so much going on. But when you start to trim down that outfit, have something more form-fitting that fits the way your body is, like you start to see like what's actually you and what's not. And that's kind of what I felt. Like instead of having this inner self that's, and I'm not talking about like character or personality, I'm talking about like the essence of yourself, the stillness, like when the noise goes down and like the frills and like the shit, you can decipher better what is you and what is actually not. And in that, I think that the parts that for me I felt I've lost, I don't think they were really the me with a capital M-E at all. I think that some of them were traumas. Some of them were like defense mechanisms to like keep my ego and my feelings safe, even though it didn't really keep my feelings safe. It honestly, maybe it kept my feelings safe from like the possibility of getting them hurt by somebody, but like I would hurt my own feelings, which is like a weird thought to think, like I'm going to have this defense mechanism to keep my feelings safe, and the defense mechanism is just going to hurt my feelings because like I'm going to do the greatest damage on them, not someone else. I don't know, I gotta sit with that one. But when it's like super quiet, it's what stands and what consistently stands. It's like the simplicity of your being. Love. It's patience. It's the ability to sit through a lesson, be in a lesson without holding resentment or fear, with knowing that what is in your life is meant to be there. Whatever lesson, whatever loss, whatever gain, like it's designed to be there. And I think that it's like, I don't know, like when we get back to self with like a capital S, to self, to us, to you, to like what's within you, what you know is within you. Like, it's very basic. And I'm not saying basic like y'all basic, but it's like, it's very basic. When we rediscover ourselves, and I say rediscover because I really truly believe that like y'all know yourself. As we grow up, we are molded into sometimes people that we truly aren't. Just think about it. When a baby's born, they already have a religion. That's wild. You're telling me a newborn baby that like hasn't even opened their eyes is gonna be like, yeah, girl, this is the God that I pray to. Let's be real. But that's the way society is. That's the way we've created society for a long time. And so when I say rediscover, it's because I really truly believe that you've known yourself your whole life. And life has a way sometimes of covering it up, and our journey has a way sometimes of bumping it up, and we have to like re-smooth the surface. But as we rediscover ourselves, I really think that the journey or our life is super intelligent, and it knows what to release and what to heal and what to make peace with. Really, us making peace with ourselves. Think about that. Fuck. Making peace with yourself. I think that truly, when you've made a commitment to doing what it takes to getting to your purest self, to your absolute essence, I think the things that don't add to that intelligently gets the fuck out of there. I really do believe that. So yeah, you're right. I think we're losing ourselves. I think you are when you're at that point. I think you have to. Where you see yourself going in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your, where you vision yourself, vision your family, whatever it is. It's a very VIP club. It doesn't allow for oversized baggage of old beliefs, shit you don't need. It's like a very lightweight carry-on situation. And it's not that that's all you're going to carry necessarily, but it creates space for people, for opportunities, for the beauty of life to enter. Yo, beauty does not want to enter in a hoarder situation. It does not want to enter into a life with a bunch of stuff, like just crowding the windows, crowding everything that you can't see anything. People that belong in your life that only add to how great, how bright you're becoming. When things aren't cluttered, when the path isn't cluttered, they can walk effortlessly onto that path with you. And what's best for you, you're going to understand that without the distraction of chatter, without the noise, the opinions, the things that don't belong to you. You know, when we today, I heard this story, and it was the maestra, and she was talking about her great grandfather. And even though she has, studied medicine and, and she's like an activist, within her community. And she goes to like, she just came from Dubai, to do a talk with like a bunch of oil companies. And like, she's a big deal. And she was talking about how, like, even though she gets like a lot of like renowned praise for her activism, she's like, my great grandfather, like, he was powerful and he didn't even have to leave the community. Like, he would go to other communities and he would have to like go down the river. And even though he had oars on his boat, like, he didn't have a motor or anything like that. And he had to get to like these areas like that were pretty far down the river. So he used to really tap into the energy of like the anacondas in the river, and they would push his boat down the river. And she's like, I know that story sounds really like out of this world. And she's like, but that's the power that he knew he could source. He didn't have to, dislocate his shoulders to travel 30 miles down the river when he could sit and know that the power of life was going to help him down the river. Now she's like, I don't mess with anacondas like that. She's like, I'm not trying to die. Like, she was very much like, that was my great grandfather. And like, he could do that. And, which I was just like, dang, anacondas, really? I've watched a lot of movies. I ain't messing with them. But I think you can switch out the literal term for, the anacondas and just make it the metaphorical. The power of life. You don't even need oars. When you are in a deep flow, when you've taken out all of the things that are in your way, decluttered your heart, your mind, your space, and you're in that flow, baby, I don't think you realize how powerful you are, how powerful life is around you, and that you could put your little oars away. You don't have to get a nice motorboat. Life will bring you down that river just fine and bring you back up if you need to go back up. God, the universe, whatever, whoever you want to call it. Your existence is the source of the power. Just you existing as yourself, as your essence, baby, is the source of the power that you need. So I say surrender. Baby, I say surrender to life. I say surrender to what you know you are, who you know you are. I say surrender to shedding that skin that no longer fits you, shedding beliefs that no longer align with who you are. Being, just being, even if it's unfamiliar feeling, even if you're like, yo, this does not feel right, because I'm not used to this. Somebody said today, they're like, yeah, she's like this doctor, a psychotherapist, psychiatrist. I don't know. Anyway, she said, I'm learning to live below my neck. And for a second, I was like, does she have like a vertebrae that's messed up? Like, what's she talking about? And I thought, I'm like, oh shit. Like, she's really stepping out of her head. Someone who is a doctor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a psychotherapist, I don't know. I'm learning to live below my head, in your heart, in your gut, in your senses. Sometimes we stay in our head, maybe our head, our brain. Like, I'm not brain, I'm not like trying to diss you. This isn't a diss. But your brain can sometimes get you into some shit, overthinking, how many times we overthink. I'm sure people are like, mm-hmm. So live below your head. Be in the era that's calling in your best and your brightest. And not only call that in, recognize when you've stepped in it. Recognize when you're losing that old skin that doesn't belong to you anymore, baby. When you're stepping into your glow. Because I really truly believe that wherever you're going, it just has one key. And guess what, baby? Guess what? You hold that key. So if it's up to me, I say shed. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for my late night episode that is going to drop in technically a Sunday night. So thank you. And I, of course, I'm always rooting for you guys. I'm rooting for you. I may not know you. I may never get to meet you. But I know that if you're listening to this right now, it means that you truly, 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 truly are trying and doing what it takes to step into the direction that is truly your highest. And I love you for that. So thank you so much, guys. And guess what? I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh my goodness. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. You are everything. Do me a favor and like this episode, even leave us a comment. You can even check us out at the You in Progress podcast on all social media platforms. And remember, you got this. Until next time.